Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I don't know where you catch the show, wherever you do. God bless. Thanks for being with us. Dr. Bridget Bells is going to join us right after the break. And, man, I'll tell you what. We had to change the name. From Mental Health Mondays to Person Health Mondays. I don't know if you heard, Nancy Pelosi now has decided that using the terms male, female, men, women, mother, daughter, son, whatever, is offensive. So we can't use them anymore. Talk about appeasement. Talk about just giving in to get what you're looking for. I mean, seriously, think about it. It's 180 degrees from biology, from science. You know, the same science that keeps telling us we're supposed to believe in that they obviously don't believe in. Come on. They don't believe in it, and you know it. So I guess the problem is at their end. You know, it's just amazing to me. Right? They come up, whatever they want to come up with, it doesn't matter whether it agrees with science or science agrees with it or whatever. They whatever they decide is the right thing to speak about or believe is what it needs to be. So with everything that's going on, you know, COVID and the election and all this stuff that's happening today, the best these people can do, the first thing on the priority list is to make sure we take out every reference to male and female in the documents. Is she for real? I mean, and they are so mentally deficient. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to figure out a way to say that nicely. They are so mentally deficient. Now, I don't know if you guys, I mean, you had to have heard it. It was all over the place, but I don't know. Many people just didn't believe it actually happened. But you actually had a prayer. I guess it was a multi-god prayer. We're now Babylon, you know. We're taking all the gods now just to make sure we got our, you know, ourselves covered. Schumer apparently puts out a prayer, or allows a prayer, whatever you want to call it. The pastor of the moment, we'll talk about this with Dr. B as well. The pastor of the day, now this is an ordained minister to the Methodist Church. The ordained minister ends the prayer with amen and a woman. Now, I at first wanted to think he was just being fun or lighthearted or whatever. But, yeah, you wouldn't do that in that kind of event, number one. Number two is, no, it's what he believes. Now, talk about appeasement, okay? The word just simply means, at its simplest level, please, you scholars, don't write me. Don't waste the time. Because at its simplest level, it means so be it. Right? Can we agree on that at least? It's the ending of the prayer, so be it. And how they want to turn it, what does a woman mean? I mean, how does that translate? I mean, is it the end of women? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking because if they're trying to fall in line with what's happening with the amen, see what they've done is they've turned this. The Dems have done this. The Dems have allowed this. They've turned this into a situation where everything is male or female or gender neutral is what they want, right? I love it. Everything is social justice has a social justice spin to it, if you would. And I'm not the only one. It's getting old for a lot. It's getting old for a lot of you guys on the left too. And as I said earlier, I was kind of joking, but not really. In honor of the new House rules on language, for the next 2 years, you have to refer to Speaker Pelosi as it. Can you tell me why not? You want some more craziness? I know, I'm going to hear about this, but it's okay. I don't mind. This is hilarious. Actress, is it Bussy? Bussy Phillips now. Because, you know, she's so woke, or whatever it is. She announces her 12-year-old daughter is now gay and prefers they and them pronouns. I'm so proud of her. Proud of what? She's 12 years old. She doesn't understand. You know, look at, if you guys are going to go off the cliff like this, then take it all. Your child gets to decide what medical condition or medical procedures they get to have. They decide what they're going to eat. They decide where they're going to drive. Let's give them the right to vote. They should be living on their own at that point. Maybe they should be allowed to work at that age. What do you think? No, really, you're throwing them to the bird. Just go for it. The Dawson Creek and Freak and Geek alumni discuss her daughter's sexuality on an episode of her podcast. Like, I'm sure your 12-year-old daughter's really excited that you're telling everybody how she feels about what she is or he is or whatever. For those of you who are my friends listening at home, this is the first you're hearing that Birdie is gay and out. Now, here's the other thing. At 10 years old, apparently she made this announcement. How do you even know what sex is at 10 years old? What it really means. Not what it means from what you've seen on television, but what it really means. So I'm going to see your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Dr. B's going to try to straighten this out inside the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
There we go.
All right, we're on camera, but it's okay. Let's deal with it. Hold on. We are back. This is the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate, boy, this is the night for it, okay? Always a lot of fun. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Take a listen, for those of you that are so hung up on, you know, male, female, men, women, I don't know, chicken, non-chicken, whatever, take a listen to the opening prayer of the 117th Congress.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Don't even know what to do with that. You know, that is the most definite, maybe soft-shoed prayer of any kind, the way that, no, I don't offer it in a monotheistic God. Let me bring her in before I, like, pop something. And I don't know what I'm going to pop. They're going to pop something. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins us, as she does every week. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. Man, lady, we need a lot of help this week. This is, these people are out of control, are they not?
I don't even, yes. Out of control is a very nice way to put it. Very nice.
Just
kind of you.
Just nuts. Look, first of all, to sit there, who's this guy's a reverend, right? Is he not?
Yeah, Methodist. Yeah, ordained okay. Minister with a Methodist church.
Well, there you be. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So here he is, saying amen, and did they not teach him in seminary what amen means?
You know, I think I learned it in the first grade.
Thank you.
Quite frankly. but to ignore that, to pray to another god, right, the Hindu god?
Yeah.
Call God a monotheistic being, and then right. Whatever... And, yeah, and Harrison Biden have already made it very clear that they will bring in Allah and any other god because they all count. All right.
Well, when he said, wow. You know, the basically the same God, they're all the same God.
Yeah.
And we know, you and I both know, they are not all the same God. They are not all different ways of the same God. And I make it really simple for some people. You're probably going to giggle at this one. I would say the same thing. First of all, they can't all be the same God. We're drinking differently. One God has a son. One God has Muhammad. One God has nothing. Okay? You know, I mean, seriously, they can't all be the same God.
Well, it's, you know, I'm going to disagree with one thing you said. They all do lead to the same God, but judgment is not going to be the same for everybody. That's the difference. So as I think that they're all going to be brought to God in death one day, but it is not the same God at all that they follow, that's for sure. And there's just one God, and the other one is, well, the other being is the enemy, and that's Satan. So you can only choose one or the other. There are not many. So yeah, I literally saw that link on another person's Facebook, and I'm like, oh, an onion, you know, or the Babylon Bee.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
no way. There's no way, right? As a Christian, as a psychologist, there's no way that that could have happened. So I'm like, oh, I'll go read the article. That looks fun. And gosh darn, if I saw standing there an ordained Methodist minister say those words, and I look at my Christian friends, or quote Christian friends, that voted Democrat or voted for Biden and Harris, and I'm just amazed. How can you look at that? Is Trump perfect again? No. You know, I've met him. I've had meetings with him. I see. I'm on calls. You know, White House calls every other week, and I see that he does bring in true pastors, and he does want to talk about Jesus, and he wants to learn about, you know, goodness and what is good and morality. Right, the things we talk about. He cares about family. He cares about what our kids are going through. He cares about education and schools and school choice. And I see evidence of that. And then I see this, and I just think, how, as a moral person, can you think that's okay? Can you even, how the country is not outraged at what we just saw and heard with that? It's starting to not blow my mind anymore, because I think I'm just saddened. I think that we have more zombies walking around just willing to walk off that cliff than we thought. And
this is not inclusion,
pathetic.
Though. This is appeasement, if you would. This has nothing to do with inclusion, right?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. You know, I was looking over I believe it's 64 genders we're up to now. And I was just reading over them, and I'm like, What a wow. And you want, you know, you and I've talked about these, you know, the hormone blockers and that, you know, California and things like that. Gavin Newsom's all for it, starting at age 8 or 9. And you know what happened here in Texas, right, with that mom that was a doctor and wanted to, you know, she won custody over her, you know, 5-year-old who decided he wanted to be a girl. And I'm just looking at them, and I don't even know what to say. But within the 64 genders, they add gender dysphoria. They call that a gender, which is a psychological condition and a medical diagnosis. And a few other, you know, psychological diagnoses are within the genders. And, like, they choose to be messed up in the head. And what I say to that is there are some people that do deal with these dysphorias, right? The way their gender is, the way their body looks, anorexia, we've got eating disorders. And to lump them in, you know, as it is a choice, you know, with the rest of these, they've got gray gender. I don't even know if you've heard of these. Masculine of center is now a gender. A maverick.
Maverick? What the heck is a maverick?
It says it's the non-binary gender identity emphasizes the inner experience of gender. That's maverick. I don't even know what that means.
I got to go take a hit off the coke pipe, and then maybe when I come, a crack pipe, maybe when I come back, I'll be able to figure that one out. I mean, this is just amazing.
It is weird. There's a neutral, it's called. Like, it's a French word. Like, they've brought French. It's N-E-U-T-R-O-I-S. And it says non-binary identity, an umbrella term used to describe people who have a gender that isn't exclusively male or female. A nova gender, a pan gender, a polygender. It just goes on and on. It's alphabetical. There's a stone butch and a soft butch and a third gender.
Enlightened. I don't even know if I should continue with this conversation because I sound so ignorant.
Our kids, they don't have a chance, do they? Especially in public schools. But
God help us. All right, so we got a lot to talk about quickly, but when we come back, I want to talk about this Cosmopolitan magazine that says fat is healthy. I don't get it, because I'm not. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes. In a statement, the White House called Nunes a public servant of unmatched talent who uncovered the greatest scandal in American history, referring to Nunes's opposition to the president's impeachment in 2019. Fellow lawmaker Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will reportedly also receive the nation's highest civilian honor tomorrow. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a national lockdown to slow the spread of coronavirus as Britain begins the rollout of AstraZeneca's recently approved vaccine. Johnson is asking his country to stay at home, only leaving for essential shopping and medical treatment. The restrictions will stay in place through the middle of February. Johnson's order only affects England, while leaders in Scotland announced similar restrictions on Monday as well. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of text. It's still rerunning the same story.
All right, we'll go in.
Okay.
We are back. Joe, to your host. I'm with a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. Because you do need to be part of the solution. And the way that happens is you get informed, you get engaged. All right? Really that simple. Anyway, I do appreciate the time. Let me just bring her on, Dr. Bridget Melson. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B, joins us as she does every week to kind of help us get through some of the craziness that's happening right now. And it is craziness. There is no other term for it. I don't know what to tell you.
It's insanity.
That's a technical term, right? A medical term, maybe?
Crazy. It is.
That's crazy. Crazy works.
It's stupidity. It's pure stupidity. It's happening. Whatever it is, it's happening.
What I find interesting is that, again, I was going to hit this later on, but I said, let me bring it up while you're on with me, which is this stuff just never stops. First of all, you have the Congress, or poor excuse for Congress, I guess. I don't have any other name for it. And they're these people, they're getting rid of male and female. Right, you no longer
have
that for whatever reason.
Right.
Now you've got, what did I put that thing? I just had a story about one of our illustrious, well-informed, I don't even know what to call it, morons. No, she said that her daughter is, let me see if I can find this thing. Her daughter at 10 years old has come out as gay. That's and... Nice. Has decided, I'll have to look for it. But you had a story about, transgenderism and this thing that's going on right now that everybody is trying to buy into, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
The genders, the 64?
Yeah, right. And truly how out of control it's gotten right now where,
totally.
Kids are told, hey, if this is what you think you are, nobody ever pushes back.
Well, it's you know, they have, you know, I'm, again, reading through the 64 genders, it's just up on healthline.com. Anyone can go see it. But I'm reading through it, and it's, number one, it's all the same. I don't know why, where they get 64. If you, like, cough on a Wednesday, then you're, like, trans feminine.
Yeah.
But if you cough on Thursday, you're third gender. I'm like, I don't know what a third gender. They have third gender on here, literally. Transmasculine, transsexual, trigender, two-spirit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That's been around for a while. That's kind of funny. Two-spirit.
Really? Two-spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Are you two-spirit?
Yeah.
It's a, yeah. So they're all really interesting. So, you know, I just look at this and I, you know, I was just saying what there are two within this are two dysphorias. And I don't appreciate, as a mental health professional, getting, you know, combining mental health with stupidity and depravity. Sorry, I don't really mince words. But, you know, we've got kids that can read these things online. You know, it's funny. My daughter, right, is on Instagram. She's just an artist. And I have to watch, and I do watch, you know, exclusively who friends are and blah, blah, blah. But now the big thing, I don't know if you know this, in middle school is to put your pronoun. You know, you'll put, you know, Molly Ringwald, and then you'll put your pronoun. And I'm like, What? Molly's a girl's name. And now it's to not only they, them, theirs, he, she. It's Z, here, here's, Z-E-H-I-R. And then Z, Xem, Xers.
Yeah, I've been through those. My God. They're not based on anything, though, Doctor.
It's like amen, no. It's like amen and a woman. It's just they're not, it's not a language. Okay, it's not. I feel like I don't even know.
This is just flat out more indoctrination, though. This becomes the norm because the teacher says it's the norm and everybody feels good about it. Oh, here's the story I was looking for. Okay, so let me.
Did you find it? Yes, I want to know.
Actress Busy Phillips. Now, she announces her 12-year-old daughter, Busy, is that her name?
Yeah, Busy.
I don't know about that. It's going to be Busy.
She's a big loser. So anything she says is going to be. Yeah, she's horrible.
So her 12-year-old daughter now comes out as gay and says she prefers they and them pronouns, all right?
How does she? Okay.
And I'm sitting here going, are you telling me that a 12-year-old girl or boy, either one, all right? Now, supposedly she came out as gay at 10 years old. But you're going to tell me that a 10-year-old or even a 12-year-old knows what sex is all about, knows what gender is all about, has an understanding of what that truly and honestly means, right? And on top of that, I love this, you know, and on top of that, I prefer to be called a they.
Yeah, it's all over their social media. And this is why I say over and over, parents, you've got to not let them just have free range. I don't care how private the account is or isn't. It is on all of their profiles. They see it. They wonder. And then it makes them question, like, well, am I a girl? Could I be a boy? Could I be a lesbian? It just is, they don't need to see it, right? We grew up playing outside. There were boys. There were girls. There were tomboys. There were tomgirls. Whatever. Nobody questioned it. I thought, you know, the tomboys were kind of cool. It's like, well, they're super athletic. That's awesome. And I can't emphasize it enough. It is everywhere, all over social media. And parents are wondering why. Oh, they think, you know, they're one of the 64 genders. Well, how do they know? And like Busy Phillips, well, she talks about it all the time. She, you know, speaks about it. She does commercials on it. She holds rallies on it. She has, you know, dinners on it. So no wonder. And she takes her kids there. And so they're just flooded with it. The child mind is very, very much developing, right? And it's very suggestible. And if, again, you don't protect them and shield them from it and really talk about what life is about, what morality is about. There are only two genders. And if you just don't even need to talk about genders with your kids, they know who they are. They know. We've all seen it. They go to the bathroom every day.
Yeah, the little kid looks, first of all, the little kid looks miserable. But her name is Birdie And the 7-year-old boy's name is Cricket. And they suggest that our kids should be taken away from us because we want them to go to church, and they're naming their kids Birdie and Cricket.
You know, so we've got Birdie and Cricket. You know, we've got all these stars, Apple, right? Gwyneth Paltrow's, and, you know, Kim Kardashian, they named their some weird thing. Whatever. But it just, and then you've got in Philadelphia, the fact that they have now put a stop on Christians being able to adopt or foster kids.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, it's like, talk about complete upside down. Complete upside down. Are you serious right now? I mean, there's no way that people can not see what's going on, that this is not about politics, that, you know, these people want your kids, these people want to take families, they're redefining everything, this cancel culture, now they're canceling genders, what are we just going to walk around, I don't even know anymore, like, dressing rooms for all, oh wait, they have that at Target, that's why I don't go, it's like they have it already, so
It's look at, we've allowed this to happen, though. We're the Christians. We're the legislators. We have allowed this to happen.
Well, yes.
We've gone from not allowing same-sex couples to adopt. Now they can. Now, what? Is this revenge?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. It's revenge. You cannot adopt. It's so ridiculous. You're playing now with children's future, hurting, abused, traumatized children who could use the love of Christ, who could use going to church, who could use a Christian family. And I'm not saying if you're not a Christian, you're not nice and you don't love. But that's not the point. They could use the very love, the extra love that Christians have, and to just ban that because they say that it's, you know, we're Christians are bigots and hateful. And there's that study, right? That they found 98% of heterosexual men that do not want to date a transgender. I'll tell you why.
Oh, we have to do that on the other side of the break. And don't let me forget. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us right after the break, and a lot more coming up.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I have a little funny I want to share with you guys. When we were doing that story about, in Cosmo, about the overweight and, plus size and it being sexy and all that, what comes up on the right hand side? An ad for 50% off of Nutrisystems. Be healthy. We lose that weight in 2021. My God. I just... how crazy these people actually are. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you who can't find us on Facebook, well, Zuck's at it again. I mean, we're on every other channel that we're on. It's working fine. Or you can just listen. It's okay to listen. I haven't changed my looks, and, Dr. B, you can see a picture of her, too. Everything's cool. So Dr. Butcher Nelson joins us, as she does every week. Dr. B, thanks for being with me, and at least I don't feel crazy anymore.
Oh, good. God, I do. I still feel crazy.
Well, you see these stories come by and you go, am I that old? Am I that stupid? Am I that out of touch? And no, I'm not.
No. No. Well, yeah. I mean, yes, honestly, not to get too weird, but I do feel pulled more and more out of this world. You know, you got to be a standout. And if you don't think what's going on is strange and not normal, then you're on the wrong side of things. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Okay, so back real quick. I want to finish up that 98%.
Yep.
This is what people are spending money on, right?
Yep.
These kind of studies. So 98% of heterosexual men, they have found that they're not interested in dating transgendered men. And they found it appalling in this day and age, calling them hateful and bigoted, and just shows you the bigotry and the hate that's going on in America. Just want to leave that right there. What about that 2%?
So 98%
yeah.
Don't want to date someone who has the same basic DNA chain.
Equipment, yeah. Can't even say equipment anymore.
Well, you can. They have the same parts and pieces, but you know, if they've been through a partial surgery or anything along those lines, right. Isn't there a scripture about when things get turned around, when right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right? Now you've got so a male doesn't want to date a transgender. Maybe because I know guys that don't want to date women who can't have children because they want to have kids. Does that make them nasty, terrible people? I mean, or do you wait till after you get married and have all those fights? I don't get it.
it's the thing because they're setting everybody up to be shamed, you know, and this is why it's so important, parents, to, again, know what's going on with social media and your kids, because they are getting it every day. And I am a watchdog with social media, and I still can't filter all of it out, and that's why we are very limited in our house still, and I've got an 18, 16, and 11-year-old. But also know what's going on in your schools, because this is the thing under this Biden-Harris administration, even though Trump just said less than an hour ago that he's not conceding and that he's going to fight this and he's not leaving the White House. He just said those words in Georgia. But if something happens and they have to drag him out, which we're really trying to not allow, but a Biden-Harris administration is going to lead to changes in education and this junk, this cancel culture that becomes this evil junk. And even Secretary DeVos, you know, as you know, she's, you know, transitioning on leaving the White House, encouraged and said, you've got to keep what we've passed. She was speaking to Biden and Harris, because Trump has made such great changes to education, and he really is still fighting for school choice in the last days here.
That is not going to happen. They don't want school choice. Look at California. I mean,
yeah, well, not California, maybe, but...
you are such an optimist. God bless you.
I'm in Texas now. Texas will do that. Getting out of California will make you an optimist, Ian. You can just breathe. And looking, I never thought after 46 years in California, I never thought I would look and see California the way I do right now. It's so sad. It's just kind of a dark cloud over the entire state.
Oh, yeah.
God bless people for fighting like you. I don't know how you do it on the school board and everything. I mean,
some people say it's stupid and stubborn. I don't know which, but you know, it really gets to the point where you start saying to yourself, okay, why am I doing this? You know, does it really change anything?
Yeah, right? And then that's why we left. I mean, I think I would have stayed because I was very politically active, you know, with you know, many of the congressional races, especially in the Bay Area, you know, with the Tea Party, we had a huge Tea Party and, you know, group that was going. But, again, I had small kids at the time, and I'm like, we got to go. We both agreed. We prayed about it. You know, we sat down. We wrote on a piece of paper, where should we go, to make sure we were aligned. And we both said Texas. And we're like, are you kidding me? We love California. We're busy. We love to go shoot. You know, there's federal land, and we love the ocean and the mountains. And it was just, yeah, the soul of our children, we had to move. And once we did, we're like, why did we wait so long? literally. But I know it's a struggle. Part of me still is in California. Of course, I'll always be a California girl. But the political, you know, I just want to jump in and just shake, like, these people. Gavin knows who I am. Harris knows who I am. I fought against them the entire time I was there. And, oh, I just want to jump back in.
Yeah, but again, you know, we were just talking about this with another group of Republicans earlier, and we're the warriors, though. We don't have the warriors that we had 10 years. Many of the younger group don't want to fight any. Well, they don't want to fight. They find it very uncomfortable. They don't want to have to deal with it. And then, you know, you push back to the older folks, and they said, look, we've already been fighting for 20, 25 years. When are you going to pick up the mantle and actually do the fighting? And I don't blame them. They should be saying that, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you and I talk about this all the time, and I even do with my, you know, my friends and my husband. Where are the warriors? Like, where are they? And I know there are some out there, but I am just saddened that there really aren't a lot. And I think that's just really indicative of our culture and where we are spiritually as a nation and morally. Because if they're not out now, I don't know when y'all are coming out. It's time. Ding, well, ding. I don't know.
I don't know if you've heard about the latest woke issue going on, but apparently Greece is now. It's racist. It's rapey. It's homophobic. Oh, it's slut shaming. It should never be shown on TV again. I mean, a group of people took to Twitter. I mean, a large group of people took to Twitter and started just pounding away at this movie. And it's kind of like everything offends these people. I don't know how they're ever going to leave the house again until all of us go to, like, reprogramming camps, right?
Yeah, I guess. They have those. They have those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know anymore. I mean, I feel like I'm out of things to say because it's just I don't want to give credence to the stupidity. There's nowhere else to go. People better figure this out fast, or we're all going to be.
I'm just going to throw it out there because you and I have talked about this before, and I have no problem saying this. What did you parents do to these kids? These kids didn't learn this at the playground. You allowed this to happen at home. You made them feel, you took everything away from them that was going to make them uncomfortable. You made sure they were in antiseptic environments. You dumped them in Purell before you sent them to school. And you wonder why they're little snowflakes.
Absolutely. You're spot on. It is correct. We are all, because of sin, prone to, you know, this mentality of demanding that we have our rights, right? And we our kid this and protect. And it never used to be like that. You know, just come and complain to my grandpa that somebody, go take, work it out. Go outside. Don't bring it in here. It's like you let them go do their thing. And all of a sudden, we just want our rights. It's a mentality we've got in. It's a morality that we have put on. And again, it's that right is wrong and wrong is right. And we've raised our kids without the Christian virtues that we need to have. And
that's a whole other hour. Christian's not raising the kids in Christian virtues. I've never heard that before.
Well, here's the thing. It's a thing. We've got to stop insisting that we know better than the one true God.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make this a preachy show, but there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else. The medical field has let us down. The politicians have let us down. Educators have let us down. So y'all better look. It's the only place we can look, and that's...
All right, tell people where to find you.
DrBRadio.com.
That's too easy. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. Check her out. You really got to go there and check out her writings and such and what have you. Always love having you on the show with me. Be back in a little bit. You got all Joe for an hour, and boy, do I have a lot to rant about. I'm beside myself at some of this garbage. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.